This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Gonorrhea burden in sub-Saharan Africa remains stubbornly high. New meta-analysis reveals 3.2% general population prevalence. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence Neisseria gonorrhea infection affects 3.2% of the general population in sub-Saharan Africa, according to a comprehensive systematic review and meta-analysis published in PLOS Medicine. But burden concentrates dramatically in key populations. Female sex workers show 11.5% urogenital prevalence, and men who have sex with men show 8.3% anorectal infection. The 61-year evidence synthesis, covering 1,604 prevalence measures from 950 publications, provides the most comprehensive epidemiological picture of gonorrhea in the region and underscores persistent diagnostic and treatment gaps amid rising antimicrobial resistance. Key takeaways. General population urogenital prevalence is 3.2%, 2.9 to 3.5, but varies substantially across settings in sub-Saharan Africa. Female sex workers carry 11.5% urogenital prevalence, 95 per CI 9.13.2. Men who have sex with men show 8.3% anorectal prevalence, 95% CI, 5.8 to 11.0. Symptomatic men show dramatically elevated 51.5% urogenital prevalence, 95, 47.5 to 55.5. Symptomatic women 9.7.0 to 10.4. Meta-regression analysis explained over half of prevalence variability, identifying key drivers of infection distribution. Study at a glance. 3.2% pooled urogenital Neisseria gonorrhoeae prevalence in the general population across sub-Saharan Africa, masking substantial between-setting variation. Gonorrhea prevalence varies dramatically by population group in sub-Saharan Africa. Pooled urogenital and extragenital prevalence, PSENT, 1964 to 2025, symptomatic men, urogenital, 51.5%, female sex workers, 11.5%, symptomatic women, urogenital, 90%, MSM, anorectal, 8.3%, women with adverse pregnancy outcomes, urogenital, 8.6%, general population, 3.2%. Source, Osman et al., PLOS Medicine, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. The Paradox of Visible Infection Amid Diagnostic Gaps, the systematic review, led by researchers at Weill Cornell Medicine and other institutions, reveals a troubling pattern. While symptomatic infection reaches 51.5% among men with urogenital symptoms, 95 per CI, 47.5 to 55.5, the general population rate of 3.2% appears deceivingly stable. According to the analysis published in PLOS Medicine, this paradox reflects not disease control, but rather profound gaps in screening, diagnosis, and treatment access across the region. The heterogeneity flagged by the meta-analysis, wide prediction intervals indicating considerable variation in prevalence across individual settings, points to uneven healthcare capacity. Some settings in sub-Saharan Africa possess functional laboratory infrastructure and empirical treatment protocols. Others lack nucleic acid amplification tests, NETs, the gold standard for diagnosis. This fragmentation means true disease burden likely exceeds pooled estimates in under-resourced areas where cases go undiagnosed and untreated. Among female sex workers in sub-Saharan Africa, urogenital Neisseria gonorrhoeae prevalence reaches 11.5-95% CI 0.9 to 13.2, approximately 3.5 times the general population rate, signaling concentrated burden in a population with limited access to prevention and treatment services. Aisha Osman et al., PLOS Medicine, 2025. Key populations bear disproportionate burden, raising equity questions. The analysis documents stark disparities across defined subpopulations. Among global health priorities, sexually transmitted infections in key populations, female sex workers, men who have sex with men, MSM, and transgender individuals, typically receive less policy attention and funding than burden justifies. In this sub-Saharan Africa meta-analysis, female sex workers show 11.5% urogenital prevalence. MSM show 8.3% erectile, 90 CI, 5.8-11.0, and 5.7% oropharyngeal, 95 CI, 3.6 to 8.3, infection rates. These figures are not incidental. Prior research on antimicrobial-resistant gonorrhea in high-burden regions demonstrates that inadequate diagnosis and incomplete treatment courses in key populations accelerate selection of resistant strains, which then seed community transmission. The current meta-analysis did not disaggregate resistance patterns by population group, but the concentration of infection in MSM and female sex workers in settings with inconsistent access to appropriate antibiotics creates conditions for rapid emergence and spread of resistant strains. Notably, among women experiencing adverse pregnancy outcomes, stillbirth, low birth weight, preterm delivery, urogenital gonorrhea prevalence was 8.6%, 95% CI5-3 to 12.6. This finding directly implicates untreated infection in maternal and neonatal health, yet clinical updates and antenatal screening protocols in many sub-Saharan African health systems remain incomplete or absent. Antimicrobial resistance remains the unspoken crisis. The systematic review was conducted amid an acknowledged global crisis. Neisseria gonorrhoeae is developing resistance to nearly every antibiotic deployed against it. The World Health Organization has designated it a priority pathogen for antimicrobial resistance surveillance. Yet sub-Saharan Africa, the region with the highest disease burden documented in this meta-analysis, typically faces the greatest obstacles to surveillance, reporting, and resistance mapping. Between 2015 and 2023, reported rates of fluoroquinolone-resistant and cephalosporin-resistant gonorrhea have climbed across multiple sub-Saharan African countries where surveillance is active, yet most countries lack systematic surveillance infrastructure. The prevalence estimates in this analysis, which pool data from 1964 to 2025 across heterogeneous settings, do not separately quantify resistance prevalence, creating a critical information gap. This means clinicians and policymakers cannot reliably know whether empirical treatment guidelines are still effective in their specific locations. Over half of the variability in Neisseria gonorrhea prevalence across sub-Saharan Africa was explained by meta-regression factors, indicating that infection distribution follows identifiable epidemiological patterns driven by population characteristics, healthcare access, and diagnostic practices. Osman et al., PLOS Medicine, 2025, Implications for Regional Health Systems and Policy. The findings demand urgent policy response at national and regional levels. First, health policy frameworks must prioritize STI surveillance infrastructure, including innate capacity and resistance monitoring, particularly in high-burden settings. Second, clinical guidelines require revision to reflect local resistance epidemiology. Empirical treatment cannot rely on historical regimens when resistance prevalence is unknown. Third, targeted prevention and screening programs must reach key populations where disease burden exceeds general population rates by 3 to 16-fold. The meta-analysis also underscores the importance of standardized prevalence surveys to reduce the wide prediction intervals observed. Many African countries conduct STI surveillance ad hoc with varying methodologies and case definitions, creating the heterogeneity documented in this review. Harmonized, periodic surveillance using consistent laboratory methods would enable rapid detection of emerging resistance and inform treatment guideline updates. What this means? For patients, if you are sexually active in sub-Saharan Africa, understanding your local disease prevalence and your infection risk is critical. Seek testing if symptomatic or if a partner is diagnosed. Ensure treatment is supervised to prevent incomplete courses that drive resistance. Ask your clinician about current local resistance patterns when treatment is prescribed. For clinicians, symptomatic patients in your setting carry dramatically elevated infection probability, 51.5% in men, 9.0% in women. Implement opportunistic screening in key populations where prevalence exceeds 8%. Be aware that empirical treatment guidelines may not reflect current local resistance. Advocate for institutional resistance surveillance and coordinate with public health authorities on guideline updates. Ensure treatment completion and partner notification. For policymakers, sub-Saharan Africa's 3.2% general population prevalence coupled with 11.5% prevalence in sex workers and complications in pregnancy, justifies urgent investment in STI surveillance infrastructure, NETI laboratory capacity, and resistance monitoring. Fund targeted screening and treatment programs in key populations where burden concentrates. Revise treatment guidelines in line with local resistance epidemiology and coordinate regional surveillance to enable rapid detection of emerging resistance strains. Frequently asked questions. What is Neisseria gonorrhoeae, and why does it matter for sub-Saharan Africa? Neisseria gonorrhoeae is the bacterial pathogen causing gonorrhea, a sexually transmitted infection. According to the systematic review published in PLOS Medicine, it affects 3.2% of the general population in sub-Saharan Africa and concentrates in key populations at rates up to 16-fold higher. The concern is compounded by rising antimicrobial resistance, which threatens treatment efficacy across the region. If the general population prevalence is only 3.2%, why is this a major public health problem? The 3.2% figure masks enormous variation. Infection reaches 51.5% among symptomatic men, 11.5% in female sex workers, and 8.6% among women with pregnancy complications. Moreover, untreated infection causes serious sequelae, infertility, pelvic inflammatory disease, chronic pelvic pain in women, and increased HIV transmission risk. The real burden is driven by diagnostic gaps and fragmented treatment access, rather than low inherent disease frequency. How does antimicrobial resistance complicate gonorrhea control in this region? The emergence of resistant strains means standard antibiotics may no longer cure infection, risking treatment failure and ongoing transmission. Sub-Saharan Africa's high disease burden, coupled with inconsistent surveillance and incomplete treatment courses, creates ideal conditions for resistant strain selection and spread. Without regional resistance monitoring and updated treatment guidelines, control becomes increasingly difficult. The systematic review provides the most comprehensive epidemiological synthesis of gonorrhea in sub-Saharan Africa to date, but the findings demand action. The concentration of infection in key populations, female sex workers, MSM, and pregnant women, alongside rising antimicrobial resistance, creates a window for targeted intervention. Investment in laboratory capacity, surveillance infrastructure, and differentiated prevention and treatment services for high-burden populations could substantially reduce prevalence and slow resistance emergence, but only if deployed rapidly and equitably across the region. Source: Prevalence and Epidemiological Patterns of Neisseria gonorrhoeae Infection in Sub-Saharan Africa, 1964 to 2025. Systematic review, meta-analyses, and meta-regressions.